This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was looking at some of these just headlines. I tell you guys all the time, just you don't even have to scan beyond the headlines before you lose your mind over stuff. And I was just looking at headlines and it blows my mind. We got lots to discuss today. Some of these headlines, in fact, it will be a fun day like it is every day. But looking into these headlines, it just has me shaking my head. America's fake news resident, Captain Demento, showcases his brain dementia every single day, his abnormality. And here's what I can tell you, as people who are discerning and you know what you like, you know, you're obviously you have very good taste. I mean, isn't it obvious what you're listening to right now? But I digress. Get used to this, because this is Biden. This is Biden and this is leftism, and when you put them together, when you put a demented, diminished capacity brain, person, not a resident, a guy pretending to be president, together, you get a clownery. And this clown proves again that he doesn't care about Americans. Let me just, here's some of the headlines. Let's just look at a couple of these headlines. You're not going to believe this. Biden administration preparing new regs for ICE. No deportations for DUI assault. Schumer-McConnell reached a deal on speedy impeachment trial that everybody knows is not only unconstitutional, it's not even warranted. It's just trumped up, pardon the pun. Here's the next one. Trump attorney withdraws request to pause trial on Saturday. No idea about that one. Not that big of a deal. Press Secretary Jen Psaki jousts with Fox News' Peter Ducey over green jobs. That one's kind of funny. I don't think it was an actual headline, but somebody modifying a headline. Then I love this one. This is one of my favorites. CBO says $15 per hour will cost 1.4 million jobs while raising 900,000 out of poverty. So in other words, 500,000 people are going to lose their jobs more than it raises out of poverty. But still, you know, that's what we get. They're flirting with the idea. By the way, I heard that Biden has pretty much conceded that he's not going to be able to get the $15 an hour. Is it? And why should he? Not that this one that we want to discuss, but a $15 an hour mandatory minimum wage is so destructive in so many ways, it's insanity. The idea that, you know, because I love how they go, well, people need to have a job that they can make a living at. Well, how about you put an age limit on it? You say, look, if you're 40 years old and you're changing careers, the minimum they start you at is $15 an hour. Now, I still say that's a crappy idea, because if you're 40 years old and you're changing careers and somebody has to mandate that you have a, quote, livable wage, that's you wasted your life. These jobs are meant for youngsters and people starting out. And quite frankly, I wouldn't care if it was $2 an hour. You guys have heard my story. My grandmother, the minimum wage when I was a kid, when I started working for my uncle, was $3.15 an hour. My grandmother said, pay him $2. She set the minimum wage for me. And I was looking at her going, what are you talking about? The minimum wage. And she said, he going to pay you $2. Tell him that my uncle was going to pay me $2 an hour. She looked at it as that was too much. Let him earn his keep. And probably part of it, partly she was like, well, you know, you're giving him a break. You may not have this actual job you've created, so you don't have to live up to the federal guidelines. My uncle had to live up to the grandma guidelines. Anyway, that's just part of the headlines. But let's go to this one that lame brain Joe Biden, Captain Demento, is doing. Immigration Customs Enforcement officers soon will be given new guidance that will lead to fewer arrests and deportation while using more resources for national security issues. For example, they say suspected sex crimes and gang members, felons, and recent arrivals. So this is according to the Homeland Security. They're going to use the resources for national security issues, suspects in sex crimes, gang members, felons, and recent arrivals. The policy change would mean that officers no longer seek deportations for immigrants convicted of drunken driving, assault, and will weaken ICE's ability to arrest wanted immigrants at correctional facilities. So ICE is not going to deport convicted drug criminals, DUI drivers, low-level assaulters, which what the heck is that, fraudsters, or thieves. And this is from a memo from the acting director, Tay Johnson, that was obtained by the Washington Post. Now, I don't know about you, but first thing I want to know is, what is a low-level assaulter? Is that a rapist or is that just an attempted rapist? What is a low-level assaulter? Somebody who comes to your country and low-level assaults you. But of course, Democrats and leftists will tell us, oh, well, there's no crime from the other side. They just want to come over here for the opportunity. The opportunity to what? Run you over in your car? In a car? DUI. What damage gets caused by DUI? Usually they do some sort of property damage at the very least. They cause other people to do damage because they, you know, they're driving erratically and other people, oh, what happened there? They hit somebody. And worst case scenario, they kill you. But they're, oh, no, that's a low level person. And by the way, thieves, fraudsters. So why don't you just bring all of Nigeria over? The Nigerians are fraudsters. Let's just let them come over and do their fraud right here in America. And thieves? What kind of logic would you use that says we're not going to deport convicted drug criminals, DUI drivers, low level assaulters, fraudsters, and thieves? I don't even know where you go with this. Are those things not considered crimes? Should we all participate in these types of things? Apparently, with Democrats, they don't care. If you're looting on behalf of Black Lives Matter, that's a legitimate loot. Let's just call that reparations. If you're Antifa and you burn stuff down, you're cool. Just don't be a conservative and do it. This is asinine. It's insane. And this is the type of thing where you got to wonder, when do you exercise the idea that the person in charge is supposed to be about American citizens, protecting us? Does any of that sound like it's protecting you? Oh, my gosh. We got a lot to talk about. More headlines coming up and a vibrant show. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking headlines here today, folks. We'll be talking about a lot of stuff, but we're talking about headlines. And I read you a couple new regs for ICE. Definitely not making America a safer place. Black Lives Matter threatening to burn down D.C. with Biden in office. Hey, I'm not mad at them. They want to get theirs. Biden promised a lot to the silly Negroes that some voted for Joe Biden and cheered when he won. Well, guess what? Back to the plantation. Oh, man. I read some other headlines. I'm going to go down to some of the others. Biden's CIA pick was president of a think tank that took millions of Chinese communists from Chinese Communist Party entities. Surprised? Democrat senator says Rand Paul may be right about impeachment trial being unconstitutional. Shocker! They're not really supposed to be impeaching Trump. AOC not apologizing for saying Ted Cruz tried to have her murdered. Why should she? Why should she apologize for the lie? We live in a time when we don't apologize for the lie, don't they? Wake up, people! This is my favorite. Of all the headlines, and there's others, but I'm going to read one more. Texas congressman dies from COVID after long battle with cancer. Yeah. So, you know, he's been fighting cancer for whatever length of time. It was like Herman Cain. Herman was at stage four cancer, catches COVID. They say COVID killed him. Kevin, it was a comorbidity, and so we're going to blame COVID. Let me put it to you this way. With or without COVID, the likelihood of Herman dying at the time that he died was pretty good. With or without COVID, the likelihood of this congressman dying was pretty good. If they had gotten the flu, they probably would have died, but it would have been because of the complications of their other disease. And, I mean, you can call it comorbidity, I don't care. But I don't want you giving them $39,000 because something else killed somebody who was already on death's door. I didn't even want to cover that one. The one I actually want to cover is the one with Pete Buttigieg, Booty Boy. You know, he ran for president and he bugged out. Remember how quick he bugged out? When they told him, look, the cheat is in. You're not going to win. We're going to let Biden win, and he'll give you a good role. Just bug out. Kamala Harris, she bugged out. She bugged out with, 2% of the Democrats, and Biden picks her as his VP? Unbelievable. That's almost as strange as Barack Obama picking Biden as his VP. People are scratching their head over that one. Well, anyway, we truly live in a country now where the morons are leading, are telling us what to do and where to go and how to be. The morons are in charge of this country. Joe Biden is a moron. All of the people surrounding him are morons. I just told you, the CIA pick that this guy picked is likely in bed with the Chinese. Joe Biden's in bed with the Chinese. We'll talk about Hunter here in a bit. He's in bed with the Chinese. This isn't conspiracy stuff. We don't have to guess about this stuff. This is legit. Colleges and universities around this country, in bed with the Chinese. I was talking about this group I went to speak to at ASU. You know what they told these kids? They said, you can't have any meetings that look like you're, you know, because they suspended their group. And they said, and while you're in suspension, you can't have any meetings amongst yourselves. In fact, we consider it a meeting amongst yourselves if any two of you are seen together for practically any reason. So if you were to, let's say, first of all, if you're in a group, you're with your homeboy, right, or your homegirl, and you're like, hey, what's up? Hey, you want to go grab a bite? You're in violation. Want to study together? You're in violation. I could go on. It is complete suspension of their free speech. And these guys said, Kevin, do you know of any First Amendment attorneys, any pro bono attorneys? I said, I don't know of any right now, guys. I'd love to help you. But, you know, I only got a certain number of bullets I can pull in my legal gun with the group that I use. And I don't think they're going to want to go for this. But it is a violation. And we talked about all these different places, you know, there's different groups that are operating on college campuses. They operate on the strictest of rules. They can't get anything done because the minute they cause a controversy, they're kicked out. I hate to break the news to you, but Turning Point, any of these organizations, they are hamstrung. And that's no offense against them, but they're hamstrung. The minute they raise their voices, bring somebody, quote, controversial in, the colleges let these other kids just run roughshod over them. It is insane how this stuff happens. It really is. Anyway, I want to get into this next issue, one of the headlines. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said during an interview that the Biden administration is in active conversations with the CDC about whether it will require Americans to have a negative coronavirus test before they're allowed to fly to another state. Now, I want you to understand, before we even get into the more details of this, they're talking about a test that can't guarantee that you're negative. It could very well give you a false positive. And you can have the disease, not know it. You can have the disease and not, you know, have any bearing on your life whatsoever. And then you could test negative, and still have it. And they want to require the test. I'm actually shocked they didn't say, we require the test, and if you test positive, you have the option of getting the shot on scene right there. You know, in other words, you can get palsy or kill yourself right here in front of us if you choose to do so. Anyway, they go on to say this. This is Buttigieg. Well, there's an active conversation with the CDC right now. What I can tell you is this is going to be guided by data, by science, by medicine, and by the input of the people are actually going to have to carry this out. In other words, none of your inputs matter. Only the data of the scientists that they handpick to say and do what they want them to do. That's who will make a determination of whether or not you get the test. But here's the thing. The safer we can make our air travel in terms of perception as well as reality, the more people are going to be ready to get back into the air. Let me tell you something. They're ready to get back into the air now, with or without the test. And they know this. Ask the average person, are you afraid of flying because you're going to get the dreaded Wu flu? And I'm not one of these fake news polling agencies, but I'll tell you this. I can take a common sense poll, and I'll tell you, the majority of people I know would happily get on a plane. They're not worried about a COVID test on any flight or any restaurant or any other venue. If they open up the things that people want to do, they would crowd in them. We would go to bars. We would go to movie theaters. If they get rid of the scare, and now they're making it more than a scare. We will require this. Who are you to require that? A nobody.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day 2 of the impeachment trial of former President Trump is underway.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silence on pain of imprisonment while the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the article of impeachment against Donald John Trump.
The CDC director is continuing to urge folks to wear masks despite dropping COVID-19 numbers.
Masks offer two kinds of protection. When I wear a mask, it protects you and it protects me. But to get the most protection possible, we all have to wear them.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky also says there's now clear information that shows coronavirus case spread dropped after mask mandates were instituted by states across the country. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. Residents in South Florida thought they saw a UFO, but that strange light with a tail like a comet turned out to be a test by the Navy from a submarine.
It was only a test of a Trident ballistic missile that got all those people stirred up on Tuesday. But over the next several months, we're going to be hearing a lot about anomalous aerial vehicles. Ariana Pollack of Military.com explains Congress wants an accounting by U.S. intelligence agencies.
They want to know if Russia or China are in possession of some sort of technology that, you know, the United States might not even know about yet. So if those things are lingering by U.S. bases or, you know, even on the coasts of the United States, lawmakers want to know about it, and they want to see, you know, what the military is going to do to try to counteract or deter it.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The U.S. territory of Guam is facing a tsunami threat after a 7.9 earthquake struck in the Pacific Ocean east of Australia. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunter Biden should be in prison. I talked about his new book coming out. Crackhead Diaries, is that what they call it? What's the name of his book? It's not Crackhead Diary, but the working title was Internal to Simon & Schuster, Crackhead Diary. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Thank you very much, everybody, for all your support of everything that we do. We couldn't do it without you. It's really that simple. And I say this all the time, but I hope you spread the word. I'm not saying it like, I hope you spread the word. I really do. I'm saying you need to, wherever you listen to this show, program, I hope you go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, but you need to pass this on to four or five of your closest friends and a couple of people you don't like and let them get turned around. Let me do your dirty work. Yeah, how many people tell me, Kevin, I couldn't get through to my kids, so I had them listen to your show, you know, because they were just completely indoctrinated at college, and I listened to your, they listened to your show, and they were like, well, you know, I have to admit he makes some good points or whatever. I'm like, yeah, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep making them listen or asking them to listen. Get them copies of my book, my books. Yeah, I've written more than one. Get them copies. Especially the Big Black Lie. It's electronic. Let them read that book on their Kindle or whatever they... I don't know if we have Kindle, but wherever you can get it electronically. On Amazon, I know they have an electronic version of it. And it's cheaper. Anyway, get that, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Joe Biden, they say, gushed. This is during 60 Minutes. This was a few days ago. And here's what the New York Post... An emotional President Biden, an emotional Biden, I've scratched that, we're not putting that in there, fought back tears as he discussed his son Hunter's new memoir, saying, my son's back. The honesty with which he stepped forward and talked about the problem, and the hope that, it gave me hope reading it, Biden said in an interview he had, oh, it was on Saturday. His interview was Saturday. My boy's back, he told anchor Nora O'Donnell as he became emotional and he choked back to the tears. I'm sorry to get so personal, he said to O'Donnell. Hunter's been battling addiction throughout his life and he's undergone treatment in a number of rehab facilities. Sorry, look, I'm all about parenting. I have four sons. I don't know what their issues may be. I mean, you raise them the best you can, and then they go off, they do their thing. So far, so good. Knock on wood. But I'm going to tell you, I have no sympathy for these scoundrels known as the Bidens. None. I get the father-son connection and all that stuff, but it go when you start conniving with your son as the big guy, and you're like, you better give me a piece of the action over there, dude. That would be like raising your sons and they go out to have careers and you say, now, hey, don't forget to take care of dad. You know, I get 30% of everything you earn. You know how it works now. You know how it works in the family up in here. Please. Now, Biden's going to milk this. Oh, my son, he got a $2 million book deal. I'm so proud of him. Are you proud of him when he was marrying your other son's widow and then screwing around on her with a hooker or porn star, whatever the girl was? Were you proud of that, Joe? Oh, Mr. Kevin Jackson, that was when he was in his dope phase. Hey, Joe, memo to you. He's still in his dope phase. All of y'all are. Oh, man. And liberals will, look, don't misunderstand me. If you got a friend with a problem like this or a family going through this, I get it. But you ain't doing what the Bidens are doing. Hey, Hunter, you come with me. You're going to run point man for the family business. And you're going to go get money from the Ukrainians. You're going to get money from the Russians. And you're going to get money from the Chinese. And you're going to work with oligarchs and people who have interests completely antithetical to America. And you're going to get fat checks. And you better make sure I get my cut because I'm the big guy. Sorry, you're not getting any sympathy from me, John McCain. Oh, he was a prisoner of war. Yeah, and after that, he came back and became a turncoat, anti-American. I don't know what he left over there, but he left a lot of his Americanism inside of that prison. And if you think that, oh, that exonerates him because he served, let me tell you something, folks. Everybody that serves in the military is not a hero. Every cop is not, you know, worthy of being decorated, and I could go on. Some firefighters actually start fires. They're arsonists. Every school teacher doesn't have their heart in it. Some of them are there just to pick up kids. The pedophiles. Don't try to make everybody a freaking hero. In 2014, Hunter Biden was discharged from the Navy Reserve after failing a drug test. That's a nice way to put it. Biden says his son's story reflects the struggles that many American families are going through. Sorry, my BS meter just went off, and that's why I coughed. You know, I bet there's not a family you know that doesn't have somebody in the family that had a drug problem or an alcohol problem. Yeah, don't try to humanize it. Hey, you know what I can tell you? Joe Biden, I don't know of a single family whose crackhead was allowed to go into other countries and set up multi-million dollar deals for the big guy. That I don't know about. See, I can relate to the other thing. I certainly have an issue with, you know, I wouldn't let, my father was a crackhead. My father was. But I tell you what, we wouldn't let him, when he borrowed money from me, his mom, my grandmother called me and says, baby, did your dad call you and borrow money? I said, yeah. Did he tell you he's going to pay you back with his tax check? Yep. She said, he ain't paying you back. I said, I know. It was my way of getting rid of a crackhead. But Joe, he wants to glamorize his story the same way he glamorized his story about his, my wife, she died tragically in a car accident because I drove her to want to commit suicide. I'm not letting these clowns glamorize themselves. The main media isn't going to tell you this stuff. They don't want you to know. Joe was screwing around so much on his previous wife, she was ready to end it all. She killed herself and their baby, almost killed those two boys, and Joe Biden tried to milk sympathy out of it by blaming the trucker and saying he was drunk. And he told that story multiple times, and people picked it up and believed it the way they believed all of his lies. I'm not going to let it go. Not going to get it over on me. We're going to talk about the truth on this show. Now, if Joe Biden was a womanizer and he drove his wife to do some bad things, you know what? I understand it. He wouldn't be the first guy. But see, what he did was he made a career out of it. My two boys almost died. I lost my baby girl and my wife. Oh, my gosh. He doesn't want to tell you the rest of the story. He doesn't want to tell you the part that would make sure he never got elected again. See, that's the part that I don't like about these clowns. He's gushing over Hunter. Hunter, whose book will be released in April, became a target of intense scrutiny during his father's presidential campaign. We talked about this when I talked about the book before. It was the same. They picked up the same little piece. Yeah, it was under great scrutiny. They didn't tell us that Hunter had a $2 million deal for his book during the campaign. You want to know why? Wouldn't it look good for optics? Couldn't go talking about Hunter Biden getting a $2 million book deal when we're in the midst of investigations about him and Hunter's thinking he's going to prison and spilling the beans on the family business and the big guy. Can't have that selling the narrative that Joe Biden's Mr. Super Popular. He's 12, 13, 14, 100 million more votes popular than baby black Jesus in his prime. Yeah, and that's why his crackhead son gets a book deal. Hey, black folks, you know a crackhead, don't you? They getting a book deal for $2 million. Did they get $83,000 a month deposited in their crackhead account? Did they get $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch's wife? Did they partner with the Chinese and ask for $10 million to be deposited in the family's bank account? Because I don't know any crackheads that got those kind of deals. Crackheads come and dance to get $10 from you. Hey, kid, baby, come on, baby, you know, cuz, man, come on, cuz, you can give cuz $10, man, come on, kid. I always knew you were going to be something, man. I always knew, man. You, kid, you always smart, man. You always, yeah, man. I mean, you the man. Yeah, baby, you the man. See, that's how a crackhead talks to you. Crackheads leave their computers to get found, and then you find pictures of them doing lines of coke. You find pictures of them having sex with underage girls and a host of other things. That's what crackheads do. That's why you don't give the keys to your house to a crackhead. You don't give them a credit card. You don't give them unfettered access to money. And I could go on with everything that you shouldn't be doing with crackheads. But Joe gushes over his. Yeah. His book's going to come out. And, they're going to cover for him. Hunter will hit the talk show circuit. They'll dress him up. They'll make him look like he's really something. And people go, oh my gosh, it's such an amazing story, a redemption story, how he fought the law, and he won. Yeah, that's Hunter. Woohoo! And he's going to be the poster child for a little while until that crackhead does something else.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Go ahead, you can admit it. You can admit it. Get it out. You didn't pay attention in civics class. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, too. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hey, thanks for the support. Those people that go out on their website, find out where to, you know, send the duckies, sending us a few bucks here and there so I can keep the wheels on the wagon. Those that want to be a part of what we do, I have people that help me put together the radio show. I have people that say to me, Kevin, I'd like to write. Hey, if you want to write and you have decent talent, I'd love to feature you on the Black Sphere. Some of you are just saying, Kevin, we want to help you distribute. Push the radio show out there. Push my blogs out there. Sign up to get the updates. If you want to be part of a production team, let us know. We have projects out the wazoo. 1619 projects, Seeking Educational Excellence, Unhyphenated America. I told you guys, if you have an Unhyphenated America story, contact me. Let me know what it is. We'd love to get you on video talking about that. Do it. Do it, okay? Just do it. Contact us. Let us know what you're interested in, where your heart, your passion is, and we have something for you. And if your passion is a little bit of KJ, well, you just got to keep listening. Because I don't have enough of that to go around, okay? Except for Ruth. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Didn't pay attention in civics class. That's okay. You only have a basic idea of how government works. You're like, well, I do know, Kevin, that the congressmen are elected every 2 years. The senators are elected like once every 6 years and they rotate. And 33, 33, 34. And I do know the legislative and the judicial branch and the whatever that other one is. If you want to pull a Rick Perry on us. And, you know, whatever. You have the basics. Okay? Okay? I get it. So, but you don't know the details, and as they say, the devil's in the details of how this country really works. Now, for decades, politicians, the devils, have nuanced the details, their way into power. And it's resulted in a slow boil of the American taxpaying citizen. Excuse me. And here's the irony. We finance it. We pay for these people to get into power and treat us like crap. We are like, it's like dominatrix and client. We pay them to whoop our butts. Now, some of you may enjoy that, but I don't. America, folks, we have our royal families. Oh, they're scumbags. See, that's the beauty of understanding leftism is that what the people that consider themselves royalty, royal families, they are scumbags. But here's the thing. They have been in business. They might have been in business for decades, like, the Rockefellers or the Carnegies or whatever. But as sure as the sun will rise in the east, they transition eventually from business to politics. Now, you may say, Kevin, the Rockefellers and, well, they did, but, the Vanderbilts and they didn't go into politics. Yeah, well, yeah, they did. See, there's an old saying that you may not be able to buy a senator, but you can certainly rent them from time to time. They go into politics with their money, with their power base, with the information they're able to gather on people. They get into politics, and in some cases, they actually go into politics. Take Nancy Pelosi. She goes into politics. Why? Because she knew that's the biggest blood sport on the planet. She could feather her nest better than anybody. And we build these dictators, families who have run politics, local, regional, and national for decades. And there are many of these families. We know the Kennedys, right? Business people who transitioned into politics and then got the entirety of the family in it. They got JFK, they got Joe, they got Teddy, all of them. Robert, they were all involved in politics because they know better than you. They know how the world should be governed. That's the most notable. But there are others. I'll give you an example. Lacey Clay in St. Louis. He's out now. Somebody finally deposed him. But before him, it was his daddy. What about Chicago? Their governor, the guy Daley, his father was it before he was. What about in Detroit, the Kilpatricks? Remember the scandal around Kwame? Kwame for your mommy. Kwame's mother was in politics before he became a big deal in politics. And, of course, he got ran out on a rail. The Clintons. Bill Clinton. Then what's he do? He drags his wife's big old white behind into politics. And she almost becomes president of the United States. But then we get to Nancy Pelosi and her nephew, Gavin Newsom. People know, I didn't know it was her nephew. Yeah. Look, most of these people that are getting these high positions are either their best buddies or media people. They're screwing around with them like that Chinese spy was with Swalwell, or they are flat out kinfolk. Well, if you look at California objectively, with the leadership of Nancy Pelosi and Gavin Newsom, Speaker of the House for the country and the governor of California, and I'm not blaming Gavin Newsom necessarily because California was in the tank long before he became that, but he was the mayor of San Francisco before that. So look at that city with poop maps. So the point is,
all these, look at the people who are in charge of, and by the way, there's a family in charge of every one of the big cities in America. There's a family that runs it. The McCains run Arizona. And thankfully, that won't last much longer. We'll be getting rid of them, the McCainites. But they run Arizona. That family. All because of John McCain. And I'm shocked that Megan doesn't go into politics. Who knows? She might one day. But the point is, all these families are in charge, and then they just go do what they want. They take the money, they take all of the power and the prestige of that office, and instead of using it judiciously and wielding it the way it should have been done per the Constitution, they go crazy. And that's why Gavin Newsom is in a recall. They said it's marching towards the 1.5 million signatures needed to reach the ballot. They will get those signatures, and they say that's got the Democrats worried. Here's what they wrote about it. California Democrats and their political backers are bracing for a campaign nevertheless as recall organizers turn in hundreds of thousands of signatures. State lawmakers are proclaiming their support for Newsom, seeking to tamp down any signs of disunity. Interest groups and donors who would be called upon to fund a recall defense are quietly ramping up, with one union launching the first public counteroffensive. In other words, people, they are finally getting scared in California that enough people are going, we're done. We're done. Let's make this clown earn everything he's gotten. Because let me tell you, Gavin Newsom has been just put on grease skis. And set down the ramp of a black diamond, a double black diamond, and he's been skiing down there easily. They've removed all the boulders and everything. The dude might as well be on a giant slalom. So now he's going to have to fight. Now he's going to have to get in the game. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the crooked nature of California politics, it may not do much, but it at least sends a warning bell. And I'm proud of the Californians that are saying, you know what, we've had enough. We're going to let this clown know we've had enough. They go on to say this. Newsom and the Democratic apparatus that runs the Golden State has every incentive to go to war against the recall effort. Holding the state's top office is a plum for any political party. That's why some are urging Newsom to get busy preparing now for a recall campaign. Andrew Acosta said this. He's a Democratic consultant. He says, I do think at some point he needs to open a recall committee. He says, and start taking this crap, I cleaned it up, seriously, and start going to war. Now, for Democrats, that means, who knows what it means. They may want to take out the dude who's over this recall effort. And I think that guy, if I'm not mistaken, is from San Diego. And he's a wealthy businessman or something. And he's saying, no, he's a former mayor of San Diego. And he's saying, I'm ready to go to war with Gavin Newsom. Now, again, I don't know how successful it is, but here's what I will tell you. When we decide we're going to fight on their turf, knowing that we're outgunned and outnumbered, that's when they start to go, oh, shoot. You know who did it? His name was Donald J. Trump. He did it for the nation. He was outgunned and outnumbered, outspent. There was no reason in 2016 he was supposed to win, and he did it. And while they cheated him out of his second win, he energized the base to such a degree that Gavin Newsom is in trouble, and so are other people around the country.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.